together. Come on.
Gotta say,
you, and especially you. I just thank God for what he is doing and how he is blessing us, how he's pouring into us, imparting into us, amen. Want to take us to the next level. I'm telling you, whenever you begin to have a shift in your life, one thing that God does, he downloads information, amen. God is not the Santa Claus person that want to give you this, want to give you that. God want to make sure you are well taken care of. And he knows once you have the information down inside of you, it's been imparted into you correctly, amen. You'll begin to manage, my God Almighty, on your own, amen. You'll be able to be that independent vessel. I thank God for all of you all just tuning in. Also, I want to send a great shout out to, my God, our listeners. We have 30 new listeners. God bless you all, amen, for joining with ABM Ministry. I thank God for many of you that we are your social media family. Some of you, I thank God that you're going to come visit the church and everything when all this blow over, and the Lord says, and give us relief, amen. You are welcome. International, listen, you know it's always a blessing, and we thank God for you all for tuning in. It's always a blessing. Listen, I got a treat for you all tonight, amen. We're just going to get ready. I hope Mother Jackson, she's getting ready. Let's make sure our phones and stuff is ready to go, amen. And I got a treat for you all tonight. We're going to dig in, then we're going to keep building, my God Almighty, our prayer life, and keep building the things within God. We're going to tap into some warfare. We're going to tap into the second dimension tonight, amen. And I'm telling you, it's really going to bless your soul. So what I want you to do right now, all of you, my God, I know you just getting in for work. You had a long day. My God, some of you, you just so tired, because no matter what the world is going through, God is just somehow keep blessing you. You're a bad brother. You're a bad sister. Amen. Because the blessings of the Lord, it just keep wrapping his arms all around you. And you don't know if you're in a famine or not in a famine. Recession, not in recession. You don't know because of the blessing of the Lord in your life. Amen. So I want you to settle down, amen. You just come into your living room or whatever your place where you have the most calmness or the most peace at, and just go ahead and settle down, relax, turn it off, everything off, put your speakers up, amen, and turn the volume up, and we're going to bless the Lord, amen. And we're just going to give God the glory, and we're going to thank him for what God is doing. Amen. And before we get there, we're going to bring on our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson, to say a quick
God
prayer
bless
for
you.
Us. Amen. Amen.
Yes. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to you, Apostle Temple. I give honor to First Lady Letitia Spencer, and to each and every one of you that's tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together once more in unity and strength, we just thank you for another opportunity, God, another opportunity to let you know how much we love you, how much we adore you, God. We just praise your holy name, God. We thank you for your divine strength. We thank you for your joy, your peace, and your sound mind. We just thank you how you're leading us and guiding us in the name of Jesus. So I'll say today, God, hallelujah, once more in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. No matter what we're going through, God, we thank you for your joy. We can still praise you upon the circumstance. We still can hold holy hands up. God, we just thank you, Lord. We pray, God, would you strengthen each and every one that's tuned in tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage them, God. Let them know everything is going to be all right. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We praise you, huh? And magnify your name. Amen, amen.
Amen. We thank Mother Jackson for that prayer. Amen. To get our minds. I want you to get your minds and everything together, because I want you to begin to, my God, I don't want you to miss of the information that comes out. I know sometimes the information comes out really fast. Amen. And it comes out very quick because there's so much information, and we really just tapping at the beginning of the information from all week, all the way from Monday, all the way up to today. Amen. Because there's so much depth on it. But I truly believe what God has given us and imparted in us, this is enough to shoot us where we need to be for we can begin to understand. Let's go ahead and recap on some things, amen, because a lot of things that we don't talk about from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is definitely going to make sense today, amen. It's going, a lot of things is going to make sense for you today, and you're going to find out the reason of these processes and these steps, amen, that we've talked about, and why these steps and these steps are in order the way it is. And if you think about it, it makes sense pertaining to your life, your salvation, amen. You just didn't come out your mother womb speaking in tongues. You just wasn't in first or second grade, amen, know exactly what you was doing. Some of us didn't even had church on our minds, amen. If you grew up in a home to where your parents loved the church and have a church foundation, they made you go to church. You went to church frowning, mad, and everything else. They'll square up and down. You had a devil in you, amen, because you just wanted to just stay home, do what you want to do, amen. We can all testify, some of us could testify that in different parts in our life, amen. Let's talk about some things. On Monday, we begin to deal with the different things to where we coming into the process of I need a change, amen. We coming in the process to where I want change, and we begin to identify that my change that I want is the Lord, amen. So our prayer life is really started from the beginning. Our prayer life, it really started from the beginning of before we was even saved, amen. It's because I seeking after God and I seeking after the different things, and we begin to gravitate to people. In other words, we begin to like people, love people, begin to bring them into connection because we are open to learning at this point. At this point in our spiritual walk, we are open to learning. Why? Because we already understood that we done tried and did everything out there in the world, and it wasn't nothing. It wasn't suitable, amen. It was just a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of gossip, a bunch of mess, a bunch of all kinds of stuff, amen. And all of a sudden now we ready to get into something new, want to experience something new. But somehow we don't heard about this name named Jesus. We don't heard some people talk about going to church. We don't heard all that. So we decide to take a visit to a church, or we decide to take a visit or turn on the TV to an evangelist speech or whatever. However it may happen, amen. And we begin to just inquire and want to find more about this Jesus, want to find more. See, before we built the foundation, we had to find an attraction. We had to find an interest of what we need, our interest of what we need to tap into. We need to find an interest in it, amen? So we just need to find a little bit more about this man named Jesus, amen? So what we did and what we began to do at that point, amen, we just want to talk a little bit more. The spirit is a little bit excited. Then we find out, like, my, I got some things inside of me that I need to change. I need to change some things. I want to change some things, get rid of some things. So now we begin to put our trust into individual. In this case, it probably be a pastor, a mentor, or somebody. That's when we begin to build our foundation. Once again, like we've been sharing, the foundation is the very important piece. At the end of the day, I want y'all to watch this. This is a side note, my God, pertaining to what we're dealing with today. The enemy been watching you from the beginning. I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to throw that up in the air, float that like a balloon. I'm going to come back and get it, my God, later on. Amen. The enemy been watching you from the beginning. Amen. He's been watching from the beginning, and at the end of the day, amen, been studying from the beginning. So, you know, now we're trying to build a solid foundation, and we're trying to build a foundation that is, my God, that is going to bring us into a place of worship, a place in a worship with the Lord, a place in, you know, because we're just in a good place. So the foundation's been built. Different things is coming into our foundation. Different things is poured into our foundation, amen. Some things that poured into our foundation we thought was correct. I don't think anybody on this line or listening tonight that they was in a place to where they thought the information that they was getting was incorrect. Amen. Many of us don't thought that. Many of us, my God, that the information we was getting was correct. It was just some time down the road to where we trying to find out, like, nah, that just don't sound right. Nah, that just don't look right. But guess what? The foundation is already poured. amen, have you went back to the foundation, or, my God, begin to go through a spiritual detox to get certain things out of you? My God, other words, some things are still there. And that's why some things are still there. That's why we still having a reflection, going back and seeing different things and having the old memories, amen, because some of us, we have a damaged foundation, amen. Our foundation is damaged, and we just still trying to repair them damaged area. And somehow we keep chasing and repairing these damaged areas. It seems like every time I get in a relationship, here comes the same old problem. I'm attracting the same old people. I'm still having the same old issue. Every move that I make is the same old move. I just keep going. I can't just get a break. Well, you need to cut that area in your foundation out. You need to cut that damaged foundation out. You need to throw it away, and we need to pour it with a proper foundation. Amen. Understand this. The enemy is still watching. The enemy is still lurking. My God Almighty, he is still in study mode on you. One thing about the enemy, I want you to understand this. The enemy doesn't start his attack or start planning a strategy to attack you. Amen. Once you don't got anointed, you don't got appointed, you Holy Ghost fire, you deep now, you got a master degree in demonology 101 and all this stuff here, amen. The attack just doesn't start there, amen. The attack is already being strategized. It's been planned out. He learning your likes. He learning your dislike. He learning what's going to move you. He learning what's not going to move you. He already putting, my God, before you get sold out, he already introducing you to some certain habits, certain addiction, amen. He already introducing you to certain things that he know later on it's going to be a struggle for you. Later on, it's going to be a stronghold for you. You got to understand this, and this is what the saints of God got to understand, especially we're going into penetrating into that dimension and warfare prayer. You ain't dealing with no dummy. I'm going to tell you that again. You are not dealing with no dummy. You're dealing with a spirit that been here way before you, way before your grandma, your great-great-grandma, grandma them, auntie them, granddaddy them. You are not dealing with no dummy. You dealing with an individual, my God, don't walk on this earth along with Jesus, with the disciple. You don't still, you dealing with this individual or this entity, my God, don't seen him raised from the dead, don't seen him died on a cross, thought he had the victory. You are not dealing with no dummy. The Bible describes him as slick and cunning. You about to hear me. If you ever dealt with a slick and a con man, amen, you listen, they show you that one hand, that other hand, they don't even show you. And you don't even think about that other hand because they don't sold you that one hand so good, so you ain't even thinking about that one hand, amen? That's the way of enemy. One thing that the enemy does, he is a strategist. I'm telling you right now, he is a strategist. So he knows that in your foundation, you still trying to overlook this. You don't got the foundation of the Word of God in you. He got you on a search. You searching for the truth now, even though the truth is sitting right there in front of you, looking right there in front of you, amen. So now he want to scramalize this, scramalize that, put this over here, put that over here. So now we are all over the place because he out there for, he got a purpose, and one of his purposes is he need to mess up your destiny. He want to stop you from reaching your purpose. He don't need you to continue to grow in God. Y'all about to hear me. He don't need you to continue to walk in faith. He want to mess up your destiny. But if your foundation is built right, what is built right? I'm finna get ready to get into this now. The Word of God. We already established that we need the Word or the Bible. I'm not talking about interpretation. I'm not talking about what the seminary school taught me. I'm talking about what the Bible say is. Amen. What it is. That's exactly what it is. That's what I need in my foundation. Amen. I get the understanding, my God, later on as I keep continue to grow in Christ, but I need that solid foundation. Amen. Because it's very important. I'm going to show you in a minute. Now we need the relationship of God. That's in our foundation. We got to have that relationship of God. I'm telling you, you cannot love somebody without the relationship of God. Amen. Other than that, you just perpetrating. You cannot walk, my God Almighty, in integrity, my God, on this earth without having a relationship of God. You need your own relationship. I'm not talking about a relationship with your pastor. I'm not talking about with the preacher. I'm not talking about with me. I'm not talking about with your favorite sermon. I'm talking about with your own relationship. I'm not talking about relationship that Moses had, that Paul had. I'm glad that you're a good reader. I'm glad that you understand the Bible very well. But Moses is not going to be able to save you. Paul is not going to be able to save you. I'm sorry to break the news down to you. Amen. Nor he's not going to be able to save you. You got to have your own relationship with God. Y'all about to hear me. I'm pretty sure all them characters that we just named, the men of God, they probably already done fought. They don't fought, they fight. They don't run, they race. And they don't, my God, now they into a place where they in heaven. The question is, are you going to make it there? Are you going to run your ways? Are you going to fight your good fight of faith? Are you? You got to put all that in there. Amen. Let me go to a familiar scripture that we all know and we quote this. Amen. So remember like what we talked about, that foundation. Remember what we had to deal with. It's the foundation. Remember that we had to come into pureness with is the what? The foundation. Well, in the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, man, I'm starting to feel this now. In the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the 10th verse, you already know this. Follow my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Listen to what I just said. That ye may be able to do what? Stand. First of all, that's because many of us, when we start dealing with this warfare and start dealing with putting on the whole armor of God, we start naming out the things of God. But we forget about this other thing is stand. I can care less how well your armor are, how well your armor look, how well polished it is. But if you don't got a solid foundation, the enemy will knock you over, you in your army that you got on. Y'all about to hear me up in here. So the man of God, he said that you will be able to watch this. To stand. You need when you stand, what you're standing on. Y'all hear me? What are you standing on? Are you standing on a solid foundation, or are you just standing on trying to figure some things out? You, what are you standing on? Well, I'm standing on the Word of God. I'm standing on my relationship with God, because at the end of the day, when you're standing on a solid foundation, I can care less what comes your way. I can care less what try to blow your way. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be able to stand, my God Almighty, against you, because why? You are standing on the solid foundation. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Who am I talking to? So it says stand, watch this, against the wiles of who? Of the devil. Against the wiles of the devil. See, this is why the enemy don't want you to pay any attention to your foundation. He don't want you to get it right. He wants you to stay hurt. He wants you to put the hurt on somebody else. He wants you to stay church hurt. He wants you to stay in bitterness. He wants you to keep that wall up. He wants your foundation to stay. Y'all about to hear me. He wants you to keep your foundation to stay damaged. You thought it was something wrong with your prayer. You thought it was something wrong with the warfare inside of you. No, baby, it wasn't nothing wrong with you. Amen. It was just something wrong with what you were standing on. My God, what you're standing on needs to be a solid foundation. My God, I'm finna go. We're just building this thing. We're building right now. It's a standing against the wiles of the devil. Now, here we go. Now, it's finna get ready to tell us, my God, standing against the wiles. So now, it's finna tell us what kind of devils. It says, for we wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against what? Princes of powers, against power, against the rulers of darkness of this what? World. Of this what? World. Y'all hear? Of this what? World. Y'all better hear me up in here. That's why we dealt with it yesterday. What we dealt with yesterday pertaining to the foundation, also pertaining to the things to pray for in this what world. Y'all about to hear me up in here. In this world, against spiritual wickedness in where? In high places. In high places. I want to say that again. In where? In high places. places. See, I hear what the church folks say. I'm going to pray for these leaders. I'm going to pray for ones have a ruler authority over you. That doesn't mean, my God, regardless of who in position, who vote for, I understand the scripture, and I get it. I get it with the church folks. Amen. God's going to put this over or put that person there. He's going to put one he want. He's going to do what he want. Well, scripture also tell me that, my God, wickedness can also be in high places. Y'all better talk to me. Y'all better talk to me tonight. Amen. It says, for where therefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Watch this, that you may be able to withstand. Here we go. Withstand. We're back into standing position again in the evil days. As we've been talking about on yesterday, my God, we was in the what? The end time, the last days. In the last days, what did we discover? We discover, man, they're going to become lovers of themselves, proud of money, lovers of themselves. They're going to be walking in unholily. They're going to be denouncing the things of God. They're going to be denouncing the power of God. Didn't we just describe that on yesterday? See, this is where we have to understand to defeat this realm that we at right now, because the enemy will use, my God, and that's all he's going to be able to use, my God, the things that you don't know, or what you ain't been delivered with, or what you, my God, you still trying to wrestle with, what you refuse to let go, and God trying to pull it away from you, what you still trying to hold on to and keep making excuses why you're not going here, why you're not going there. I'm telling you right now, get up, saints of God. Here we go. Watch this here. It said, therefore, watch this. And it say, have done all this. Watch this. And it tells you again to do what? Stand. Then it says again, stand therefore. If you don't have the foundation, this is why it's very important to deal with your issues in the beginning. This is why so many people, my God, have so much of warfare in prayer. It's not because you're so anointed. It's not because, oh, you're so blessed. No, it's because you got something of the devil that belongs to him. My God, you still got hurt that belongs to the devil. You still got a damaged foundation that belongs to the devil. You still got some pride issue that belongs to the devil. You still trying to hold on to the things of the world that you refuse to get delivered from, and you still trying to walk in a holy place. That belongs to the devil. It ain't because you so holy. It's because you got some of the enemy property in your foundation. And long as you still got some of his property in your foundation, he has jurisdiction right to walk on your territory. He has jurisdiction right to make warfare against you. My God Almighty, is anybody is ready to, my God, tear this foundation up and build it on a solid foundation? I'm about ready to holler here. I'm about ready to holler here. Amen. So we got to understand what the word of God tells us pertaining to the serpent and pertaining to the enemy. We are already reading the book of Ephesians. Amen. And I understand that the princes of powers and pull on the whole armor. Everybody want to share that there. But I'm telling you right now, one of the main instructions it gave you, it told you to do what? To stand. You better hear me. You better stand. If you don't got a foundation to stand on, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it's going to blow you over. It's not because, my God, the enemy has not recognized you. He recognized you that your foundation is very shaky. Amen. It's not because, my God, you ain't walking with no authority. The authority that you're trying to operate off of is authority that God say, I need to rebuild on. Y'all better hear me. I need to do some demo work on. Watch this here, my God Almighty. I'm not going to stay over here long. I want to just go to somewhere right quick, for me. I want to deal with, my God, Adam and Eve. Let me talk about it for a second. Amen. My God Almighty. But you understand in the story about Adam and Eve and about the serpent and what the serpent calls Eve to do and gave him some, calls her to deceive her, to cause her to get some, to take a bite of the fruit. We all understand that story. Amen. This is a story that we, God Almighty, that we talked about all the time about the serpent and what the serpent did and all this kind of stuff here. My God Almighty. But watch this. In the verse 3rd chapter in the 14th verse, my God, the God begins to tell the serpent something. And I want to tell you this here. As we build in our foundation, we understand the prayer and we understand the warfare. prayer, we got to understand what God set in place. Amen. I understand that we got all these schools of demonologies, and we got demons one-on-one, and we got the demon attacking. But I want to base my theology off of what God says and what the Word of God says. Because why? You cannot go wrong, my God Almighty, with what God says. But you could go wrong with something that sounds good, but it ain't something that lines up with what the Word of God says. Amen. So you can't go wrong with what God says and how God established things and what God established. Watch this. In Genesis 3 and 14, it says, the Lord God said to the serpent, it says, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly, watch this, you shall go, and the dust you shall eat all the days, watch this, all the days of your life. He says, watch this, all the days of your life. So, in other words, the enemy is still eating dust. The enemy don't want you to know that he's still eating dust. He still ain't nobody. But the scripture declares that he's eating dust from all his days of his life. I got a question. Why in the world are you fearing somebody? God, my God, God blessing you, regardless if you might not be able to eat steak today. You might not be able to eat lobster today. But you got your Roman noodles in your hot dogs. You still got your peanut butter and jelly. You better thank and praise God. See, the enemy wants you to think you don't got more than enough. Well, my Bible tells me he eating the dust out of the ground. So somebody tonight, I want to declare and decree to you, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how little it looks, and the warfare that the enemy want to bring in your mind, I dare you to open up your mouth and declare and decree. It might be something small, but I'm going to praise God from this smallness, because he's going to make me ruler of much. You got a sentence, devil, and your sentence is you shall eat the dust off the ground. My God, I'm under, that's the dust off my feet, dust off your feet, dust off your blessing, dust off your car. You better, my God, come boldly before the throne room of grace. Come down, Pastor. These folks can't hear you when you begin to get into all this stuff here. Well, let's dig a little bit more. I don't got that much time, and I want to dig a little bit more. And this is where we got to understand something. And one thing that I like to look at warfare, the warfare prayer, and the strategy of, and begin to step, take a step back and just begin to watch stuff. Amen. I love to watch and read that story of Job. My God, that story of Job just blessed me, y'all. It just blessed me. It's much more than that story just to realize, my God, double for his trouble. Y'all hear me? It's much more in that story to realize, though he slay me, but yet I tarry. I get all that. But I get all that. But one thing that I like, I want you to understand this. You all, we got to understand that God understands, and the devil knows, my God, God knows everywhere where the devil whereabouts. My God, we as church people put the devil everywhere. Amen. We as Christians don't put the devil everywhere. Devil going down the road, mess with Susan Toto. Now he's over there mess with Susan Bopo. All of us going through it at the same time. You got warfare, I got warfare. How in the world that the body of Christ, that we stand on a solid foundation of God, and we stand on a solid rock of God, how in the world that we got so weak where the enemy could go and try to pick us off and pick you off? Everything got to be the devil. Everything, it's like we got a devil infestation problem going on. See, this is where your powers weakens. I'm going to say that again. Why? Because you are giving more acknowledgement to the devil than you do to God. The end of the day, I'm not here to worship the devil. He's still eating at the dust on the ground. I'm here to worship you, God Almighty. Yeah, I know it's the devil or it's a problem over there, but scripture declares me, don't worry about that. Keep my eyes stayed on you. When the enemy want to come in like a flood, I'm not going to worry about it, because there's a standard that is going to be lifted up from the foundation that I stand on. Well, here comes the word of God. The word of God says, now, therefore, a day when the Son of God Watch this, sons with an S. It was more than one of God seen to the present themselves before the Lord. And the Bible declares, watch this, and Satan also came among them. Satan came among who? It came among them. See, many of us, we think that, my God, we interpret the devil, all he does is lie. I'm sorry, baby, he cannot lie in the presence of God. I'm telling you right now, why? Even the scripture declares a liar would not tarry in the sight of God. And my Bible just exposed that the enemy was Satan, my God Almighty, presented himself along with the sons of God. So Satan was in the presence of who? Was in the presence of God. See, you got to understand something. The enemy don't want you to get in the presence of God, but somehow he got in the presence of God. Don't you let the enemy rob your joy and rob your peace because you don't want to deal with your foundation. You don't want to deal with the property that belongs with him. You don't want to deal with over that glass of spilled milk that's 4-3 years ago and you still crying over that spilled milk. Sister and brother, get yourself up. Now, this is what scripture declares. It said, came to mumble. Watch this. Verse 7. Verse 7 said, the Lord said to Satan. Now, God talking to him. Now, watch this. God ain't rebuking him. God, see, when you know where you stand, this is where the church need to go in and re-identify themselves. When you know where you stand and you know who you are, I don't have to sit there and tell the devil, this pastor over here rebuke you. He already know he's rebuking my presence. He already know that it ain't going to work in my presence. So don't you even try if you're going to come. Y'all, come on. Oh, nah, that's a little too heavy right there. It says, for the Lord said to Satan, from where have you come, Satan? Answered the Lord and said, watch this. Satan answered the Lord and said, watch this. My God, he says, I'm from going to and fro. He said, I'm going to and fro and from walking, not floating, not a visibly peering somewhere and a visibly peering over here. It says from walking up and down on it. He talks about the earth and he talks about walking up and down on it. See, most of our problems is the decisions we make in our life. And we decide to put our failures in our decision. And instead of we trying to learn and humble ourselves, amen, we want to put it on who? On the enemy. He don't mind taking the credit. Trust me. He don't mind stopping you for walking into your destiny. But the longest I could just go, man, you in the name of Jesus, you over here don't cause my sister with this disease. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't got time to rebuke the devil. Why? Because I'm too focused on the solution. Because on this rock that God built in his church, he built on his church. He said, my God Almighty, upon my church, my God, upon this rock, I will build my church. So I'm too busy looking at God for by my stripes you are healed. God, I declare and decree you're standing in your word that you gave me the power to cast out the enemy and also to heal the sick. I operate in my jurisdiction right. As a son and as a daughter, I speak healing into the body. My God, I speak deliverance into the body. Operate in your authority that God gives to you. You don't have to worry about elaborate and give some explanation to the devil. No, this is what's going to happen because who I am. My God, I'm out of pastor. You got to quit. I know I'm about to go. Watch this. See, you got to recognize something. And I want you all to recognize something. My God, I'm out of what the Bible talks about, especially what the Bible talks about. My God, I'm going to go in here. I want to go into the book of Acts. I'm going to deal with something in the books of Acts. Many of us know the story. See, this is where, my God Almighty, my God, this is where the enemy needs to know who you are. This is where the enemy needs to do what? Know who you are. Why did you say that, Pastor? Well, you can't go in warfare and kill them. You know, I can't kill the devil. You can't kill the devil. It's not our job to kill him. Amen. That's God's job. At the end of the world, he's going to throw the devil, the lake of the hell, and now everything else in what? In the lake of fire. Until then, he's going to roll. But one thing I tell anybody, it's my job to let the enemy know who I am and he respect who I am. Amen. He got the respect. Long as I'm here on this earth, he needs to know who to respect.
respect. Y'all, see, the problem is, if he keep messing with you all the time, that means he don't respect you. Stop trying to use this cover up where you got this demon talking in your ear. It's because you anointed. No, if it's because I was anointed, why in the world this crazy being want to come over here and mess with this anointed one? Y'all hear me up in here? Because why? He ain't going to be defeated. He ain't going to be successful. One thing about the enemy doesn't want to waste his time with things that he cannot be successful with. I'm going to say that again. Amen. I'm going to show you real quick. Let's go back to Job. Watch this. My God Almighty. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? It says that there is none like him on the face of the earth. In other words, Job had a solid foundation. My God. And the scripture declares he is blameless and he is also upright. Who fears God and turns away from evil? He don't deal with no foolishness. He don't got time to deal with foolishness. But this is what Satan said. Satan said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for no reason? So in other words, Satan will just say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but he got a reason why he fears you. So this is what Satan said. Watch this. Number 10, it says, have you not put a hedge around him? I'm going to say that again. He said what? Have you not put a hedge around him? This is Satan talking to God. Satan telling God, say, you got a cover around him. You got a hedge around him. It's no sense of me to bother him long as you got a covering, long as he cover, long as she cover. They standing on your word. They standing on truth. They walking into their authority. It's no reason. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to shout up in here all by myself. It's, watch it. He says, watch it. He said, and Satan said, a hedge around him, in his house, in all that he has on every side. Satan said, you don't got all this covering around him. You got this hedge around him. You got this covering around him on every side. Why in the world I want to touch him? Why in the world I need to go? I'm wasting my time. I'm too busy already walking up and down this earth trying to find somebody who I can get, trying to find somebody I can be successful of. Don't allow the enemy get his success off of your pity party. Don't allow the enemy get his success off of your unbelief. Don't allow the enemy get his success, my God Almighty, because you feel so. My mama and them ain't made it. My daddy and them ain't made it. My auntie and them didn't made it. I guess I ain't going to made it. Baby, I'm telling you, as Evangelist Nita been teaching all this week, commanding your morning, you better get yourself up and speak life in your situation. God gave you the power. Oh, Jesus. I wish I was in my church. I've been got somebody to holler for me. Holler at this boy. Amen, amen. It says, watch this. You have blessed the works of his hand. He said, not only you got a hedge around his family, you got a hedge around him, but you also got, you've been blessing everything that he do. You bless everything that he touch. You bless, and he said, and also you in his possession. Not only that, God, all he get in his life is increase. You increase in his life, you increase in his land, you increase all that. And that's what the devil said. I tell you what, if you can remove all this that you don't get. So the Bible says in number 11, it says, but stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. So in other words, the devil said, I need you to move your hedge. I need you to move your covering. I need you to move this, because I'm not going to sit here and waste my time on something that I know that I'm not going to win. Amen. I need to find somebody else that I'm going to win with. So I tell you what, God, you got to move your hand, touch, move all this out the way, and give me the permission, then go and deal with him. I bet you he'll curse you to his face. See, this is what I'm talking about. When you cover under the blood, you don't have no devil infestation problem. My God, when you color in the God, when you build on a right foundation, the enemy, he look at you, ain't no sense of me messing with that. Let me get out the way. Let me move out the way, because it ain't no sense of me trying to touch that. My God, I'm about ready. I got to wind this up. My God, we got time issues. I know we got time issue. We got time issue. So you got to understand this. My God Almighty, it's so much. I'm going to have to go through a crossover tomorrow. My God, you got to understand this. The enemy need to know who you are. He need to respect you, respect your home, respect everything about you. This is my God. What it says in Acts 19 and 15, it talks about, it says, but the evil spirit answered them. And it says, watch this, Jesus, I know. Y'all know this story here. My God. And Paul, I recognize. Amen. Listen, I want you to see, don't miss the whole context of this. It says, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I recognize. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I recognize. So he's talking from a place, not from the present. In the present of or where they at right now, my God, he's speaking from a place, I know you all, amen, but he's not talking from his knowing from right then. He ain't talking like, I just met them, so I know them. They just introduced themselves to me, so I know them. No. He's talking about some past experiences. So he had to have some past experiences, my God, with Jesus to actually know Jesus on that level. Y'all about to hear me. So other words, my God, he's saying that I know Jesus. And also, my God Almighty, I also recognize Paul. My God, I recognize them. I know Jesus because I already tried them, my God. And I found out, my God, not only that the God that they serve is all right, but he's all right. Y'all know about that song, amen? He said, I know them already. But guess what? The enemy says, my God, but who are you? See, but who are you? See, many of you throwing in y'all towel. See, you, this don't got nothing to do with the somebody don't hurt you. This don't got nothing to do with somebody don't like you. This don't got nothing to do with the church is this or the church is that. Baby, you throwing in your towel. You throwing in your towel, amen, for the, then you throwing in your towel. So now when you want to take a stand and stand up against the adversary, the enemy's still trying to figure out who are you, amen, because he already know you one that throwed him in the towel. You one still got all kinds of stuff in your foundation. You ones that still got all this stuff going on. Amen. Is there anybody tonight that's going to take a stand and let your stand be known at the end of the day? I don't got time to worry about no adversary because my God is greater. That's who I worship day and night. That's who I call upon day and night. I just got to make sure myself is together. And when I myself is together, ain't no sense to me trying to twinkle toe or walk around the bush at this thing because God gave me the power. And he already told the serpent, you shall be eating the dust out of the ground from all your life. Hallelujah. 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 I got to stop it right here. I got to stop it. I got to stop it. I got to stop it. It's so much information. It's so much information for the second dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is the correct warfare? What is the correct different things that we dealing with? If you notice or not, I've been dealing with warfare all this week on this air. Music acting funny, some beeping noise come in, beep, all kinds of stuff. But not one time I paused for a second and gave any acknowledgement and any rebuking to the devil. Why didn't I do that? Because the time that I should be engaging into the things of God, I just wasted precious time to entertain an enemy that is already defeated. That is already defeated. And my focus needs to be on who? On God. My focus needs to be on the assignment that God has for me. My God Almighty. That is my focus. What is your focus tonight? What is your focus tonight? I declare and decree that your focus is going to be on the things of heaven. And the enemy is going to understand who you are. Because Jesus didn't play with the devil. He had to tell the devil, listen, you unclean spirit, y'all got to go. Get up out of here. But his whole focus was on his assignment. His whole focus was on pleasing the Father. But Father, that is not thy will. But let your will be done. What is your focus on? I choose my focus to be on the success that God placed not only in heaven for my life, but also here on earth as well. What is your focus? You cannot. You've been scarred. And you try to stay away from it. I declare and decree that tonight you do not stay away from it, because the longer you stay away from it, you give the enemy access to it. This is why at the beginning I strip myself naked. You strip yourself naked. You expose all of you unto God. Before I can start this new relationship with God, I want to let you know who I am. I'm a liar. God, I cheated. Because why? I don't want to wait till we get down the road and the enemy trying to expose some things on me. How many of us that we meet new relationships that somebody never told you, then here you go with a second or third party got to tell you about somebody that you sleeping in the bed with. Somebody of your spouse, somebody of your husband, somebody in a relationship. This is where my foundation, I said, God, you know. See, many of us, we don't want to go and strip ourselves. We're too busy trying to hide who we are. Don't hide who you are, because that's what the devil wants. But when you strip yourself naked and expose him, God, this is who I am. When you do that, tell me what room or what tools that the enemy could fight you with. Tell me what he could use to defeat you. Come to you and say, you know you're a liar. I know, because I already told God. And God is still working on me. You know you're a cheater. I know, because I already showed God. You know you're a whoremonger. I know, I already showed God. Therefore, devil, my God knows it. And he can still use a whoremonger. He can still use a backslider. That's why I'm still here. The secret to your warfare is in your foundation, and it's in your relationship with God. Strip yourself naked. It's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to be like, oh, I got all this on me. So what? We all got something. We all got something in us. I choose to let whatever I have in me to expose it to the Lord. That's the secret to warfare. That's the secret to defeating the enemy. Because when I expose everything, I don't got time to worry about you, because I'm too busy worrying about my Father. He cannot distract you with things that you already been exposed with. He cannot distract you with the things to where you already exposed yourself and led yourself to God. I know you still hurting, but I called the hurt out of you tonight. I know you still wondering. I called that out of you tonight, that you begin to face it for yourself. You begin to look at it for yourself. You begin to recognize it for yourself. Scripture declares, my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. Scripture declares, my God Almighty, And it says, my God, in James 4 and 6, but he gives us more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud. God opposes the proud. See, when God opposes the proud, God don't got time for the foolishness. But he says, watch this, but give grace to the humble. And it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Submission to God. Baby, it's not only because you're reading your word. It's not only because you can pray for the nation. But, baby, it's submission between you and your God Almighty. It's submission of stripping yourself naked. It's a submission showing God every part of you. You not hiding nothing. It says, therefore, when you submit, therefore, yourself to God. Oh, I feel deliverance. Then the scripture says, resist the devil. First it tells you to submit to him. Then it says resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Why? He don't have nothing to be successful of. He don't have nothing to use against you. He don't have nothing to try to bring allegations against you. Because I submit all unto God. God, I thank you. God, I bless your holy name. Many people try to use warfare, and I get it. I've been studying warfare for over 20 years.
Many people try to use warfare and how well they can plead the blood, how well they can bind. But, baby, I'm with brothers and sisters. You could do all that. You could bind. You could go in church, do warfare. You could go into some warfare tongues. But if your life is not stripped and your foundation is not solid and every part of you is not exposed unto your Father, you're giving the enemy more weapons to use against you. And he allowed you to go on an emotional roller coaster that where he knows you are not being affected. You are not effective at all. He just knows you're on an emotional trip. Because at the end of the day, I can't wait till tomorrow, and I hope I can get him. If I don't finish it, we're going to go into Saturday. Because he knows you cannot go before the Father. I don't care how well you could stop by and warfare and rebuke him. He knows you cannot go before the Father with dirty hands. And he's talking about your hands that you have not exposed, not your neighbor, not your brother. He's talking about your hands. He's talking about the things that you have not gave up to God without God redirecting you and dealing with that issue. I never heard so many folks say, what says God, what says God? But God never speaks to them about their situation. Don't let the enemy fool you. You're in the second heaven's warfare. Then you enter the first heaven with God. No, he got you in a familiar place called a familiar spirit area, and you're in a second heaven warfare that he have not left you. Because at the end of the day, don't you think, my God, your life better change? Don't you think things have been prosperous? Don't you think increase been obtained in your life? Your money won't be acting funny because God deals with the increase and the blessing. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to fool you. Hallelujah. Don't allow Shemaki Nanamashi Ababashi Anorosi. Don't allow him to fool you. The secret of warfare is having a true relationship with God to where you sold out. I don't have enough time to tell you about my experience, and I experience every level of warfare. Every teaching, every area, thing that I found out that is successful, and all that stuff I done been through, I studied and I went through, is having a true, honest relationship with the Lord. That was the secret. My God, I give God the glory, and I give him the honor. My God, listen, we don't have enough time tonight for our two ministers to come on tonight and pray, but we're going to open up the broadcast tomorrow evening, that our two ministers, Evangelist-elect Plantan, Minister-elect Plantan and Minister Shaquita, you're going to come on tomorrow morning and start it tomorrow evening and start us off with prayer. But I want to leave the saints of God, I want to leave you with this, and I'm going to dig into it a little bit more tomorrow. I want to leave you with this. The enemy that we trying to fight and steal, that we say he's lurking everywhere. And my Bible tells me he's still eating the dust from the ground because God cursed him to liars. Don't allow something to intimidate you or to make you to keep your focus on it to where we don't believe our blessing doesn't come unless we have a warfare fight. You don't have to be in a wrestling match for God to bless you. You are a son. You are a daughter of the Most High. He take care of his children. He take care of his. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Until tomorrow evening, I want you to be blessed. God bless all of you.